and thy music. Dost thou live by thy tabor?
No, sir, I live by the church.
Art thou a churchman?
No such matter, sir, I do live by the church, for I do live at my house, and my house doth stand by the church.
So thou mayst say the king lies by a beggar, if a beggar dwell near him, or the church stands by thy tabor, if thy tabor stand by the church.
You have said, sir. To see this age! A sentence is but a cheveril glove to a good wit. How quickly the wrong side may be turned outward.
Nay, that's certain. They that dally nicely words may quickly make them wanton.
I would therefore my sister had had no name, sir.
Why, ma'am?
Why, sir, her name's a word, and to dally with that word might make my sister want one. But indeed words are very rascals since bonds disgrace them.
Thy reason, ma'am.
Troth, sir, I can yield you none without words, and words are grown so false I am loath to prove reason with them.
I warrant thou art a merry fellow and cares for nothing.
Not so, sir, I do care for something, but in my conscience, sir, I do not care for you. If that be to care for nothing, sir, I would it would make you invisible.
Art not thou the Lady Olivia's fool?
No, indeed, sir. The Lady Olivia has no folly. She will keep no fool, sir, till she be married. And fools are as like husbands as pilchards are to herrings. The husband's the bigger. I am indeed not her fool, but her corrupter of words.
I saw thee late at the Count Orsino's.
Foolery, sir, does walk about the orb like the sun. It shines everywhere. I would be sorry, sir, but the fool should be as oft with your master as with my mistress. I think I saw your wisdom there.
There now, pass upon me. I'll no more with thee.
Oh.
Hold, there's expenses for thee.
Now Jove, in his next commodity of hair, send thee a beard.
By my troth, I tell thee I am almost sick for one. Though I would not have it grow on my chin. Is thy lady within?
Would not a pair of these have bred, sir?
Yes, being kept together and put to use.
I would play Lord Pandarus of Phrygia, sir, to bring a Cressida to this troilus.
I understand you, sir. 'Tis well begged.
The matter, I hope, is not great, sir, begging but a beggar. Cressida was a beggar. My lady is within, sir. I will constate to them whence you come. Who you are and what you would are out of my welkin. I might say element, but the word is overworn.
This fellow is wise enough to play the fool. And to do that well, craves a kind of wit. He must observe their mood on whom he jests, the quality of persons and the time. And like the haggard, check at every feather that comes before his eye. This is a practice as full of labor as a wise man's art. For folly that he wisely shows is fit. But wise men, folly fallen, quite taint their wit.
Save you, gentlemen.
And you, sir.
Dieu vous garde, monsieur.
Et vous aussi votre serviteur.
I hope, sir, you are, and I am yours.
Will you encounter the house? My niece is desirous you should enter, if your trade be to her.
I am bound to your niece, sir. I mean, she is the list of my voyage.
Taste your legs, sir. Put them to motion.
My legs do better understand me, sir, than I understand what you mean by bidding me taste my legs.
I mean to go, sir, to enter.
I will answer you with gate and entrance. But we are prevented.
No.
Most excellent, accomplished lady, the heavens rain odors on you.
That youth's a rare courtier. Rain odors? Well...
My matter hath no voice, lady, but your own most pregnant and vouchsafed ear.
Odors pregnant and vouchsafed. I'll get them all three already.
Let the garden door be shut and leave me to my hearing. Give me your hand, sir.
My duty, madam, and most humble service.
What is your name?
Cesario. Is your servant's name, fair princess?
My servant, sir, 'twas never merry world since lowly feigning was called compliment. Your servant to the Count Orsino, youth.
And he is yours, and his must needs be yours. Your servant's servant is your servant, madam.
For him, I think not on him, for his thoughts would they were blanks rather than filled with me.
Madam, I come to whet your gentle thoughts on his behalf.
Oh, by your leave, I pray you, I bade you never speak again of him. But... would you undertake another suit? I had rather hear you to solicit that than music from the spheres.
Dear lady.
Give me leave, beseech you. I did send, after the last enchantment you did hear, a ring in chase of you. So did I abuse myself, my servant, and I fear me you. Under your hard construction must I sit to force that on you in a shameful cunning which you knew none of yours. What might you think? Have you not set mine honour at the stake and baited it with all the unmuzzled thoughts the tyrannous heart can think? To one of your receiving, enough is shown. A cypress, not a bosom, hides my heart. So, let me hear you speak.
I bid you.
That's a degree to love.
No, not a cries. For 'tis a vulgar proof that very oft we pity enemies.
Oh. Why then, methinks 'tis time to smile again. Oh, world, how apt the poor are to be proud. If one should be a prey, how much the better to fall before the lion than the wolf. The clock upbraids me with the waste of time. Be not afraid, good youth. I will not have you. And yet, when wit and youth is come to harvest, your wife is like to reap a proper man. There lies your way, due west.
Then westward ho! Grace and good disposition attend your ladyship. You will nothing, madam, to my lord by me.
Stay! I prithee, tell me what thou thinkst of me.
That you do think you are not what you are.
If I think so, I think the same of you.
Then think you right. I am not what I am.
I would you were as I would have you be.
Would it be better, madam, than I am? I wish it might, for now I am your fool.
Oh, what a deal of scorn looks beautiful in the contempt and anger of his lip. A murderous guilt shows not itself more soon than love that would seem hid. Love's night is noon. Cesario. By the roses of the spring, by maidhood, honor, truth, and everything, I love thee so, that maugre all thy pride, nor wit, nor reason can my passion hide. Do not extort thy reasons from this clause, for that I woo thou therefore hast no cause, but rather reason thus, with reason fetter. Love sought is good, but given unsought is better.
By innocence, I swear, and by my youth, I have one heart, one bosom, and one truth. That no woman has, nor never none shall mistress be of it, save I alone. And so adieu, good madam. Nevermore will I my master's tears to you deplore.
Yet come again, for thou perhaps mayst move that heart which now abhors to like his love.